This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJV show. Let me tell you about that DJV show. It means Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Now, today we are Douglas.
Sometimes that sounds funny.
Doug is actually out in Italy. He'll be back later on this week. He's celebrating his birthday, taking some well-deserved time off. And in the meantime, the ladies are holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Tara Schillen is here. And ladies, we are covering, of course, and we'll have updates as they become available on this shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. We'll continue to follow the motives and information by law enforcement. But I think another big story that has been brewing over the last several hours is what will happen, and of course the last several months really, what will happen to productions, Hollywood productions, with these sex scandals erupting, making Hollywood almost implode on itself. It seems that Hollywood is on pins and needles these days because every day, every other day, there seems to be a new claim of sexual harassment, even of rape, sexual allegations and misconduct coming out all the time. And for the last week or so, the target of that has been Kevin Spacey, a great actor who stars, of course, in the hit TV show House of Cards. Now, there has been a lot of speculation as to what will happen to this show in light of these allegations against Kevin Spacey. Producers are now talking about killing him off. They're talking about killing off the character Frank Underwood. Originally, they were going to just end the production. Now, producers are exploring several options for getting House of Cards back on track after they fired Kevin Spacey over sexual assault and harassment allegations. Netflix will not be involved with any further production of House of Cards that includes Kevin Spacey, but we will continue to work with MRC during this hiatus time to evaluate our path forward as it relates to the show. That's a representative for the streamer. They said in a statement to this past weekend, we've also decided we will not be moving forward with the release of the film Gore, which was in post-production starring and produced by Kevin Spacey. One scenario being discussed for House of Cards, ladies, is to kill off Kevin Spacey's character, Frank Underwood, and have the show's sixth and final season concentrate on his equally manipulative wife, Claire, played by Robin Wright. She does a great job as a member of that cast. Now, I think that probably has some legs. I mean, I'd be interested to know what you guys think. If Netflix does want to continue with House of Cards, do we think that the franchise has been damaged so much with these sexual allegations against Kevin Spacey that no one would watch, or do you think it could stand with Robin Wright, who I think has really become the standout in that show anyway, leading the cast as Claire Underwood?
Yeah, I don't watch this show, but from everything I've seen on social media over the weekend, it seems overwhelming that fans of the show feel that she can totally carry it. She's already the president on the show, so it's not like he's the president and they would have to kill the president and the first lady would step in. She's already the president, so I don't think at this point it would be a big deal to kill him off, and who knows, maybe they could come up with something really interesting for her to do as a female lead. Maybe some of the manipulative stuff that would have gone to his character can go to hers. So I think, you know, one of the other statements, and one of us brought this up last week, I don't remember, I think we all kind of felt the same way. There are hundreds of people on this cast and crew. All of these people would be put out of jobs because of one person's actions. And so I think Netflix, one of the statements they released over the weekend is they are considering that they have over 300 people work on this show, and that they would, if they can salvage it and make it still really good content, that they want to move forward and honor these people who have been so hardworking and in a lot of cases have put up with his sexual harassment. I mean, some of the cases, some of the stories are pretty horrific about him and just being so blatant and grabbing men on the set and really horrible stuff. And so they all have put up with it. And I think it's nice that the production company and Netflix seem to be showing a lot of loyalty to the rest of the cast and crew. So I would not be surprised if maybe they get a season 7 out of this.
it'll be interesting to see because Kevin Spacey, of course, seems to be one of these worst kept secrets in Hollywood. And we talked about finding out the story about a week or so ago when Anthony Rapp, who's an actor, star on Star Trek, one of the series of Star Trek, had come out and said as a 14-year-old, Kevin Spacey preyed on him when he was at a party after a Broadway performance. And then they all started kind of flowing in after that. It seems that House of Cards is really specifically, and Netflix being very careful not to keep this production going, to open themselves up to lawsuits, because it seems that there are actually some claims already in the works on the set of this particular TV series, as you mentioned, against Kevin Spacey. They've set up complaint hotlines and crisis counselors and all of this because apparently this just sort of blew the top off what they knew was already starting to happen and bubble on the set of their program as well. So pretty interesting stuff. We'll see how Hollywood recovers from all this. There's a lot of people saying that it's just everybody in Hollywood is sitting on pins and needles waiting to see who the next one will be, because this has been such a problematic thing that's been attached to this industry for such a long time. So we'll follow the story on House of Cards. There are lots of other stories brewing in politics, in real life politics, including three House Republicans calling for Robert Mueller to resign. Three House Republicans, Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, and Louie Gohmert from Texas, have proposed a resolution calling for special counsel Robert Mueller's resignation. They say that he can't conduct an impartial probe into Russia's election meddling because he led the FBI when the agency probed Russia's activities around the controversial Uranium One deal. The representatives say that Mueller may have had a role in keeping an FBI informant from telling Congress about the influence of Russian corruption on American uranium companies. Now, these three reps face long odds if they want their resolution passed. Several House Republicans have voiced support for Robert Mueller and his investigation in the past. The latest, Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House over the weekend on the Sunday shows, said that he wanted to see the investigation continue. But there are also a few Republicans who might be able to help get this momentum growing who have tried to curtail the investigation, including members of the Freedom Caucus. Ladies, I want to see an investigation because I think what this is not, it shouldn't be a political witch hunt. This should be something that tells us what Russia did, how they're attempting to influence our elections. I think that's important for us to know just so that we can prevent it from happening in the future. I think already you're seeing changes being made in social media companies like Facebook and Twitter that are going to be now required to have to list where their ads are coming from. Is it coming from Russia or is it coming from a Trump or a Hillary super PAC? Where are the ads that we're seeing coming from? And I think that's an important piece of this. But I do understand.
And Americans have a right to that, I think.
Sure, yeah, I agree.
You have a right to know, you know, who's buying these ads and are they manipulating statistics or are they just making stuff up? I mean, you had mentioned, Jen, last week that, you know, anytime you see a political ad on TV, it always has to have a disclaimer at the end. This ad was paid for or approved by such and such candidate. It should be the same for social media and online ads. It just seems like a no-brainer. But, you know, not until now.
Yeah. It seems that it's odd that we're even having this conversation, but yet there are different sets of rules for different industries. And so we look to Facebook and Twitter to kind of up their game a bit when it comes to that. I would say, though, I am concerned about Robert Mueller, because if you do trace any of the stories or any of the information coming out about the Uranium One deal, the FBI was investigating Russia at the time of this deal. They knew about the bribes. They had informants that Russia was trying to bribe American officials to get a hold of some of our uranium supply. And I don't know. We will continue to follow that. DJV time, 16 minutes past the hour.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
It's the Ford year-end sales event. I can't wait for you to meet my parents.
Yeah, can't wait. Oh, here's a spot.
Can you fit?
Just watch.
I am, and so is my family. Why are you taking your hands off the wheel?
And park.
The Ford Edge, with available enhanced active park assist, makes parallel parking very impressive. They're gonna love you. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand, now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash on select Fusion, Focus, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Hurry, offer expires November 30th, 2017. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 minutes past the hour, it is the DJV show. And speaking of Robert Mueller, we're talking about his investigation and some Republicans calling for him to step aside as special counsel. It looks like he has collected sufficient evidence to go after another name that we've been hearing associated with his investigation. That is Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn, if you remember, was national security advisor for about 3, maybe 4 weeks of the Trump administration early on. He stepped aside because some of his actions were called into question. The president had asked him to resign, which he did. And this is this one would be a little more, I think, damaging for me than Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort is a political actor. He runs campaigns. That's his job. Michael Flynn is a general. He worked for the Obama administration. He worked for the Trump administration. For me, to have him try to be connected to Russia or have him be really connected to Russia is probably a bit more disturbing. NBC News said that Robert Mueller's team is looking at possible money laundering charges, lying to federal agents, and Michael Flynn's role in a possible plan to remove an opponent of the Turkish president from the United States in exchange for millions of dollars. Mueller is increasing pressure on Michael Flynn following his indictment of Paul Manafort last week, according to NBC. And so now we wait. Flynn served 24 days as Trump's national security advisor, but was fired after it was discovered he had misrepresented himself and his contacts with a Russian diplomat to Vice President Mike Pence. The NBC report said that lawyers for Flynn and his son, Michael G. Flynn, who worked with his father, declined to comment, as did Mueller's office. So is there another indictment coming in the works? It seems like it might. And this one, again, Victoria, because of his deep roots to the government, this is not a conviction. Indictments are not convictions. He's going to get to defend himself. But this would be pretty damaging. This is a guy who sat in both administrations and had access to a lot of high-level people.
That's true. And this is the guy that, you know, President Obama told President Trump, hey, this is not a good guy. Distance yourself from him. That was one of the first communications they had changing over the regime. So I don't know. It'll see how it plays out. It'll be interesting.
It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
But now I don't actually care, because I am born, born, born. From a difficult child, respect your hand.
23 minutes past the hour.
At last I am born.
It's the TJB show.
Living the one true free.
The goth section of the TJB show.
Let's just roll for a minute. I don't know what's going on. Morrissey here. Morrissey is in focus, and you know, Morrissey to me reminded me of my childhood. This is how long Morrissey's been around. And all of the cool kids in my, like, junior high were all about Morrissey while I was, like, totally rocking out to New Kids on the Block. So that just puts it in juxtaposition exactly where I was musically always in my life. Morrissey always tries to get the venues he's playing at to go vegetarian for his show, because he doesn't want to be disrupted smelling you gnawing on a turkey leg while you're watching him in the front row of his concert. But that does not always work out. Even his 2015 concert at Madison Square Garden, which was billed as 100% vegan, had cheeseburgers served to the bigwigs in the corporate suites, because you know what? Money talks, baby. But LA Weekly is reporting that the Hollywood Bowl, I live in Los Angeles, the Hollywood Bowl, a great venue where Morrissey is set to perform next weekend, or this weekend actually, will be going completely meatless for the first time ever. The vendors will be serving up falafel burgers and potato tacos to the bloodthirsty masses. The Hollywood Bowl.
Potato taco.
Have not been. I understand why this venue would be quick to jump on the vegan request. I mean, it's a lot of woo-woo, kind of shishi-foo-foo kind of stuff at the Hollywood Bowl. But they still are, you know, they're capable of selling a hot dog or a sausage or some nachos with some meat on them. But I think of any of the venues that you could probably churn, this is the one that has the least traditional concession stand. So you could probably stand to make it vegan. And L.A. will clearly probably love this trend too, ladies.
Now, what are the I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl. It's one of the venues I really would love to go to.
It's a beautiful
one. But do they have food trucks, or do they have, like, traditional concession stands?
No food trucks. You know what a lot of people do at the Hollywood Bowl is they bring picnics in. You can either buy picnic baskets there. I mean, the Hollywood Bowl is like you need to make it an experience. You kind of get bussed in, and I mean, you can park, but parking's really difficult. So usually you park in a satellite lot, you get bussed in, and then they have a lot of picnic tables. That's what I like to to do. I pack my own stuff. They'll let you bring in, usually, depending on the show, they'll let you even bring in some wine. And you, or you can sneak it in underneath the ham and cheese cold cuts. So a lot of people bring food into the Hollywood Bowl. You can also buy picnic baskets. I think they have, one of the high-end restaurateurs, the Patina Group, will actually cater at the Hollywood Bowl. So you can do that. They have a lot of boxes set up, so you can order picnic baskets delivered to the box sections of the Hollywood Bowl as well.
Nice.
There are no corporate boxes, so you can't go undercover and try to buy hamburgers. So I'm sure with Patina and some of these other restaurateurs inside the Hollywood Bowl, they will make the, they'll make the switch. It would probably be a pretty easy one.
Huh. The Hollywood Bowl is sounding very expensive, but fun.
It can be very expensive. I mean, you can actually during the summer get in there for pretty cheap, but if you do, I mean, I always bring in my own picnic. If you buy your own there, it's a couple hundred bucks, that's for sure.
Wow.
All right, also in music news today, Jack White in the focus. Jack White is finalizing his forthcoming solo album, his first since 2014's Lazaretto. In a new interview, he said, "I've been recording in New York, Los Angeles, and Nashville. I've never recorded in New York or L.A. before. I tried to go to someplace new and meet musicians I've never met before, see if I could get to a new place." So, Victoria, what do you think? I mean, I know you pay attention to Jack White. You like some of his music. Do you like this new inspiration from traveling around a bit?
I think it's interesting. He described it as, it's good gardening music or roofing music or, you know, back alley stabbing music. He said, "I'm trying to think of some good activities that people haven't written songs for yet."
All right, so if you need to roof, Jack White, Lazaretto is available wherever you buy music. It's 28 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Nick Miles in Japan this week with the latest automotive news from the 2017 Tokyo Motor Show. What will the next Subaru WRX look like? Subaru introduces a new concept car at this year's show that is expected to morph into the new WRX. The Visiv Performance concept is one of the most aggressive and stylish concepts to date. This four-door sedan with hawk-eyed headlights and angular grille looks to be ready for the rally course without many modifications. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A nasty cold, a sore back, or indigestion that won't go away. While all of those are reasons to see your family medicine specialist, it turns out that anxiety and depression are also often what brings people into the office.
When people come in complaining about these things like fatigue, headache, dizziness, many of those things are actually related to some mental health concerns.
Dr. Elizabeth Cozine says primary care physicians are in a unique position to help.
I also have the advantage of a longitudinal relationship. I'm not dropping in for a single consultation. I'm seeing people over time.
Maybe it's a new baby or a new job that has you feeling on edge. The key to reducing the stress and anxiety is to keep the lines of communication open.
My goal is always to involve as much of both the healthcare team and family team as I'm able to, because then we have the most success of actually making some improvement.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Now, Doug is out this week. Well, he'll be back later in the week, but he is enjoying a little bit of time off, his big birthday celebration in Italy. In the meantime, the ladies holding down the fort, you've got Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. And ladies, one of the things that has been on top of mind is baseball, of course, the World Series. I'm from Los Angeles, so I love the Dodgers. Born and raised with Dodger blue all around me, and I think
you've been bleeding blue recently, right?
Yes, I'm bleeding a lot lately. But Vin Scully is the Dodgers announcer and Hall of Famer who just retired this past year, but he was in attendance at the World Series games with his wife, Sandy. He's one of maybe the greatest voices that sports broadcasting has ever heard. I think arguably there's really no one better than Vin Scully. And on Saturday night, he was at the Pasadena Civic Center here in Los Angeles for an event called An Evening with Vin Scully. It's amazing how they were able to name him that. At some point during the event, event, Vin Scully was asked about the NFL and about the national anthem protests that have been going on, in which players have taken a knee during the anthem to protest police brutality and racism. Scully responded with something sort of surprising, and you know, good for him. I think a lot of times people are a little afraid to tell you in the business what they really think. Vin Scully, obviously, that ship has sailed. He said, quote, "I'll never watch another NFL game." And that's because of these protests. And this went crazy on social media. This was a private event. It was probably attended by maybe, you know, just a couple thousand people at the most. The full transcript of Vin Scully's comments are right here. So let's do the full quote, and then we'll discuss whether or not he has a point here. He said, quote, "I have only one personal thought, really, and I am so disappointed. And I used to love, during the fall and winter, to watch the NFL on Sunday. And it's not that I'm some great patriot. I was in the Navy for a year, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. But I have overwhelming respect and admiration for anyone who puts on a uniform and goes to war. So the only thing I can do in my little way is not to preach. I will never watch another NFL game." He'll turn 90 later this month. He briefly served in the Navy before beginning his broadcasting career. So far in baseball, only one player for the Oakland A's, a catcher, Bruce Maxwell, has knelt during the national anthem, but this has been something that's been plaguing the NFL. We've talked about it a lot on this program. Vin Scully saying he's now in full boycott mode of the NFL fits sort of one of the narratives, I guess one of the storylines in this story, and I thought I would throw it out for conversation with you guys. I mean, obviously, I think we all agree Vin Scully has a right to say what he wants to say about the NFL. But do you think his comments change anything? I mean, do you think this is just one person's opinion, or do you think at some point maybe this has a little bit of clout here, someone who says, look, I used to love the NFL, I'm in this business, but if you can't stand for the flag, well, I'm not watching.
You know, it's interesting. Well, first of all, I find it interesting that he even commented, because I always sort of, I don't know a whole lot about him. I haven't followed the Dodgers all that long, but I know how well respected he is. He kind of always struck me as sort of an apolitical type. You know, you've mentioned in the past, Jen, like Ed McMahon, you never really knew his politics,
right,
and things like that. I would have put Vin Scully in that
category. And we don't really know his politics. I mean, this doesn't necessarily, whether you support these protests, doesn't make you a Democrat or a Republican. I mean, there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think though it does tend to sort of be people on the left are more tolerant of these protests than people on the right. I mean, that's sort of just in my own circle. It's kind of anecdotally what seems to be happening. But it is interesting though that he did comment, and you know, I respect everybody's opinion when it comes to this. I the thing that I have a problem with, the people who seem to be screaming the loudest about this, where are they on Sunday? They're on their couch cracking open a beer. They're not standing in their living room with their heart on their their hand on their heart and in total silence during the national anthem, and yet they're the ones who are out screaming about players choosing to kneel or not kneel. And it just seems like everybody has an opinion about it, and the people who are the angriest, I'd love to really know what they're doing on their end, because I think, and most times, I mean, who really at home when you're watching the game stands up for the anthem? I think it's a very small crowd of people.
I tell you to be careful when you play that game, because that was the question that was thrown out to the audience that in my crowd that I in my next job after this one, I do a 3-hour political morning show as well, and we have a mixed crowd. We have a liberal and a conservative host. I'm the conservative. My partner's a liberal. He, by the way, as a liberal, is not supportive of these protests so much. However, he thinks, like I do, that they get to. I mean, I don't think that anybody is arguing about whether or not these players have the right to kneel. Right now they do. The NFL doesn't have a law about this. They don't have a code of ethics. They don't have a code of conduct. So right now these players are acting in the way that they want, and they're allowed to do that, and that's fine. But I think we also have to take into consideration everyone else's reaction. And my co-host said, you know, I'd like to know what everyone else is doing at home. And Victoria, I cannot tell you how blown away I was by the amount of people that called in and said, what? Are you kidding? Every time the national anthem comes on and I can hear it on TV, I stand up. I get off my couch and I stand up. So
have you ever personally been in a situation like that? Because in my entire life, I have never been.
Admittedly, when I watch sports,
I wonder if that's really truthful.
Well, look, I think it's wrong of us to challenge. I mean, look, just because we don't do it, we don't get our lazy butts off the couch and do it, doesn't mean that other people don't.
But
and
I've never even witnessed
respect
anyone
them
else
even
doing
more
that.
For someone that does it. I mean, I just, I don't know. I'm not going to call into question people's answers. To
well, I'm just saying,
because
I think,
we all have that personal relationship. But
yeah, but I'm just saying, I've in my entire life, I have been to a million football viewing parties, Super Bowl parties. I mean, my entire life, I've been doing that. My husband is a sports producer, a sports fanatic. He said in his entire life of being in bars and in people's homes, he has never once seen anybody do that. So I don't know. I mean, maybe this is a very small percentage of people who happen to be calling in. I don't know. I mean, we've asked our friends and other family members. They also say the same thing. People have the TV on mute sometimes. The people are walking around. If you're at a party, no one's standing there at attention. Would it be nice? Sure. But it's just not something that we've ever witnessed. I mean, I literally couldn't find a single person in my even extended network of people who've ever witnessed that. So I don't know. I mean,
maybe that's a sad state of where we are as a country, because clearly there should be some respect for the flag. But this whole debate actually started on my little family getaway weekend, and I'm interested to know what you guys, Kara and Victoria, think about this, because my family is from all political perspectives. We were having a conversation about whether or not this kind of stuff is good for the NFL, and my cousin's husband said, you know, I'm surprised we don't just take this out of sports in general. Why do we have right. the national anthem? Why do we have the flag salute going on? I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, because I believe that when we have people together and the flag is there, we should be celebrating our patriotism. But maybe the answer is, and maybe this is the trend we'll see, where this is just going to be now removed from sports. I mean, would
it's
you guys be supportive of that, just to take it out? I mean, I guess...
Well, yeah, I mean, if based on, you know, what I was just saying about anecdotally, people ignore it anyway, unless it's the halftime show at the Super Bowl where you want to see who's singing the anthem. And even then, I don't know how many people are standing for that intentionally. If you're at a party, maybe you're standing or sitting, I don't know. But I don't know. It has become such a distraction. The ratings are down. The NFL doesn't know how to deal with it. People on both sides. I mean, I understand the reasons, the initial reasons behind the protest, police brutality. It's the message has gotten completely lost. Now it's turning into some anti-American thing, which it's not, and that was not the intention. I think the whole thing should just be take the equation right off the table and move on with the game. You know, I kind of agree with that. And yes, it's sad, but if people want to support the flag in their own way, then it can be a private thing, and it doesn't need to be a public display of what some people consider to be anti-patriotic.
Kara?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny, as someone who doesn't watch the NFL, I don't like football. I have not really ever enjoyed football. I think the game is too long and then it's boring, so I don't ever watch games. And my bigger issues typically with the NFL are with the fact that they continue to have men playing sports that have been accused of domestic abuse, that have been found mm-hmm. guilty of domestic abuse and assault yep. on other people. I think that is a bigger issue, that they support that and never really seem to, I don't know, off and on. Sometimes people are punished for that, but a lot of the time it seems that people aren't. I personally don't really have an issue with people kneeling during the anthem. I think that there are a lot of issues in this country when it comes to race. And I, as Victoria said, I think that people are kind of skewing the protest in a way that they were never meant to be. But I wouldn't have an issue with them not doing the anthem.
So our country has issues, and I hear this a lot. But what does kneeling in front of a flag do?
Well, here's my issue is I don't know. It just never seems that there is a way for people to protest. Okay, if Black Lives Matter, if they block streets in order to, I don't know, make some kind of noise or actually make a difference, people don't like that. If people kneel and they peacefully protest, they don't like that. If they, I don't know. So I'm just trying mm-hmm. to figure out what is
just
the way.
Like these people, these guys are so rich and they have a lot of stuff. They have a lot of media time. They have a lot of resources, to more resources than the three of us have, more media attention than the three of us have. They could actually do something positive. And
I think that there are probably football players who behind the scenes are using their money to try and make a difference in their communities. I mean, this is mm-hmm. not the NFL, but we see LeBron James all the time helping in his hometown and doing a lot of things to help out the community there. So I'm sure that some of the football players are doing it. I guess I don't really have, I mean, this is their platform. So unless instead they change their platform and instead of doing it on the field, they use Twitter or something else, or maybe they speak in the press conference afterwards and that's when they use the opportunity to do something. I'm not sure, but this is what they're famous for. This is what they're known for, being on the field. And it feels like if you can use radio, that's your career, as a platform to try and say what your opinion is and to try and sway people and get them to, you know, donate to a charity. Or radio is your platform to talk on. I feel like the NFL is their platform, and until the NFL has a regulation saying you can't do this, then that's their platform to say this is what I think is wrong.
Go out into that community and make real change. Make change that matters, and hopefully that's the direction that we're going in here. As we continue on the DJB show, everybody is talking about superfoods, ladies, those nutritionally dense foods that are especially beneficial to your health. You need them. Did you know that beets are one of the most powerful superfoods you can put into your body? They're loaded with an important nutrient that increases your blood flow, which also increases your energy. And who doesn't need that? Free shipping, too. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience. Then, their proprietary job alerts notify the most qualified people to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour. It is Tech Talk time on the DJV show. Now, ladies, we are all over Twitter and social media. You want to follow the show because, you know, if you miss the DJV show, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's the afternoon you miss it. You can always find us. We're always here on Twitter at DJV show. Of course, on Facebook, you can search for DJV show. And we have a brand new website. Guess what? DJV show. And you can listen to all of the shows on your schedule, on your time with our podcast. So it's lots of fun. We're with you all day long. And Tech Talk is what we do in this segment of the DJV show. You can follow the hashtag Tech Talk. Victoria, Sprint and T-Mobile, apparently it's a bad day. They ended some merger talks that they were having.
Yes, this was going to be a really, really big move in the cellular world. But Sprint and T-Mobile have officially ended the merger over the weekend. They just said they could not reach an agreement that both parties were happy with. And they've been talking about this merger for multiple years. And T-Mobile said on their website on Saturday, which was kind of interesting because normally cell companies like this, or any real major company, when they're talking about a merger that doesn't happen, they don't really put out a statement on social media about it. But both of these companies, both T-Mobile and Sprint, did. So that's how much interest there was in this merger. charger. T-Mobile said the prospect of combining with Sprint has been compelling for a variety of reasons, including the potential to create significant benefits for customers and value for shareholders. However, we have been clear all along that a deal with anyone will have to result in superior long-term value for T-Mobile shareholders, and apparently that was not the case. Sprint was really positioning themselves to have the upper hand in the merger. Now, Sprint also said, while we couldn't reach an agreement to combine our companies, we certainly recognize the benefits of scale through a potential combination. However, we've agreed it's best to just move forward on our own. T-Mobile has 70 million subscribers. Sprint, actually, the smaller company, has 54 million subscribers. They're the nation's third and fourth largest wireless carriers. If they had merged together, they would have been up in the upper ranks, where AT&T is with 135 million and Verizon has 114 million.
Wow.
So for now, they'll have to settle for staying in third and fourth place. It is very surprising that this was all the tech experts and stock analysts were saying that this was pretty much a done deal, that they were going to go through with it no matter what. So it was surprising on a Saturday to hear the news that they were walking away from the table.
Now, some bad news. I love this service, Amazon Fresh. I use Amazon for everything, but I love Amazon Fresh for grocery delivery. And I noticed I had a problem the other day. I tried to place an order, and the delivery windows are just so much less choice. And there's a surprise announcement from Amazon with their Fresh business.
This is a bad announcement. This made me very upset over the weekend. Amazon Fresh, of course, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you then, which is $99 for the year. In addition to that, you pay $14.99 a month, and then you get really great prices on all sorts of groceries. They now have it linked up with Whole Foods, so you can actually order Whole Foods items and have everything delivered the next day in a variety of windows. However, for whatever reason, and Amazon is not saying what the reason is, the company is started emailing customers in at least five states to inform them that Amazon Fresh will no longer be delivering to them. This is parts of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, California. Some residents, even in big cities like L.A. and Philadelphia, also got a notification. However, Amazon Fresh is saying they still will be servicing parts of New York City, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, and L.A. It looks like they're just going to stick with major cities right now. It is very bizarre, unless people just aren't using the service enough, but it seems like it's a very weird thing for them to pull the plug on, because Amazon Fresh delivery combined with the merger and buying Whole Foods, this was supposed to be the big thing in the world of grocery and home delivery. So why they're taking one big aspect out is sort of a mystery at this point. But Amazon has said that they could not speculate on whether or not they would relaunch the grocery Amazon Fresh service in those affected areas in the future, but we'll have to see. So they're obviously doing some recalibrating, which is not great news for a lot of people, because this is such a great service.
Yeah, I love it. I depend on it so much. That's why I was really shocked. Usually I can place my order, you know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I can have it delivered to my door the next morning before 7, and that was not the case this last week. I thought it was a fluke, but now this story is making me think a little differently.
Yeah.
It's pretty shocking, because Amazon spent a lot of money, as we mentioned, to pick up Whole Foods, and the talk was that they were going to actually have brick-and-mortar grocery stores available, and that was going to be a new business line for Amazon. So you would think this would all be a part of it. So we'll continue to follow it here. Great job, Victoria Keelan, in Tech Talk. You can follow her at On Air Victoria. Of course, Kara Schillen as well, at C. Schillen and at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. More up ahead, it's the DJV show at 59 minutes past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.